Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And look, I'm going to need Truth Nation to chime in to this because a judge rules illegal migrants have gun rights protected by the Second Amendment. Hey, look. The judge says that the illegal migrants are protected by the Second Amendment. And when I saw this story, it just made me raise an eyebrow. I felt a little, the clip is from News Nation. Let's listen.
A judge in Illinois just ruled illegal immigrants have the right to keep and bear arms. Police arrested an illegal immigrant living in Chicago with a gun back in 2020. They charged him for violating the federal law banning illegal immigrants from having guns. Been on the books for a long time. Should I be shocked that an Obama appointee found a gun control law that she didn't like?
No. This whole push towards expanding the deference to the Second Amendment, in some ways, has kind of come full circle here, where something that really seems counterintuitive, the idea that someone who's not here legally still has that right, and you can't use this particular statute, which is commonly known as the felon in possession statute. But the way it's written, she really zeroed in on the language. And the gray area, of course, is whether or not his status, and frankly, I think the way he was using the gun calls a little bit into question, you know, how peaceful
right.
he is.
All right, so DJ Brother Z. Okay, so a felon, once you get the tag felon, you can't have a gun. But if you come over here illegally, you protected by the Constitution, you can have the gun by the Second Amendment. Somebody make this make sense. This judge is out of Illinois. And the thing is, we have been talking about how there has been an influx of illegal migrants in the country. And now this ruling out of Illinois says that now that these illegal migrants can have guns. Okay, well, didn't we see footage of police being beat up by migrants and then they let them go because, you know, they was letting them go and they was able to, like, move around through the country, like, and get these gift cards and things like that. And this is the Biden administration. This is the Obama administration that's doing this. And it's messy. It's messy. Because now, okay, how are they even registering? How are they getting past the background check to get the gun? Ain't the left talking about gun control and how we got to have these background checks and how we got to be more extensive and when we're allowing people to get guns and things like that? And now we got people that are undocumented. At least in Illinois. But you know, when they rule somewhere, it spreads. This is interesting to me. This is interesting to me, and I can't. I think I'm more trying to look at a lot of the details of how this can affect our communities, because now, let's say something happens, they undocumented, you get shot. I don't know, DJ Brother Z. The case involved a Mexican man charged with a possession of a gun. The judge had made the ruling that he was protected under the Second Amendment. And now we're debating who has the constitutional rights. Is constitutional rights for us, like, you know, as American citizens? Us as people that are foundational Americans?
I was going to say, I don't know if immigrants have constitutional rights just because illegal, of them being immigrants.
That's what I'm saying. Illegal people that come over here, undocumented, they're saying that they have Second Amendment rights. And see how they move the goalposts? See how they move the goalposts when they wanted to work for them? This is why I say when we talk politically and people calling here with their chest puffed up, like, I wonder where the benefit coming from when they got a lot of air in their chest about it. Because every time we think we got a foothold on something, they just move the goalposts. And then think about the homeless people in America, the homeless problem we have in America, but yet we can shelter millions of illegal immigrants. All of a sudden, we got money for that. Can you imagine being a homeless person and can't get no resources in America, but then you see that American tax dollars is going to shelter people that have came over here undocumented? Can you imagine? Hey, look. It's getting deep. It's getting deep. And y'all sitting there watching it, too. Yeah, look. I'm talking about it because y'all ain't gonna say nothing about it. Y'all don't want to talk. Y'all don't want to talk about nothing. Y'all don't want to address nothing. Y'all don't want to. Y'all see stuff happening and y'all jump behind it. We got mass incarceration in our neighborhoods, and a person can get out and be righteous after they get out for years, and then they get caught with a gun or something, they could go to jail and get in trouble if you're a felon. I want to know. I want to know how y'all feel about this. I really want to know, especially the people that's on the left. I want to know how y'all feel about this because y'all the ones saying we need gun laws, gun control. Y'all the ones saying we need to have some type of something happening. And now it's people from the left saying that illegal migrants is protected under the Second Amendment. Undocumented. So what's that? Somebody explain to me, what is that? If you can explain it, let me know. 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. We're going to head to the lines. Mike, you on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, sorry. You know what? You're hitting it right on the head. But, you know, the one thing you're missing is it's time to hold Glenn Moore accountable. The people that Milwaukee's voting for, they're part of the problem. How does she feel about migrants coming to the city?
Right. But we already know the left, the people on the left, this is their agenda. This is how it's happening. This is why it's able to happen.
And then you have...
that's why I want them to call in.
Then you have Sherwin Hughes, you know, running his mouth about Republicans left, you know, every day. Well, he votes Democrat, obviously.
Well, like I said, that's the Sherwin Hughes show. This is the Tory Lowe show. You know what I mean?
You do an awesome job, Tory. You had Hovde on, and I don't know why you wouldn't want to vote for him instead of, I don't even remember her name anymore.
Are you talking about Tammy Baldwin?
Tammy, yeah. What has she done for the state?
Well, like I said, that's why I have – I want everybody to come through so they can explain. I'm an independent, so I like when everybody come through and actually explain what's going on. You know what I mean?
Hey, if you got good ideas, you got good ideas, but right. The left hasn't had a good idea in decades.
Yeah, but I think that they put us in a box on the information we receive. So I like anybody. This is an open door for people to come in and express their views, and so we don't have to hear the mainstream media. So I feel like we can talk to them. We can come up with our own conclusions from hearing the information, not be a bot or a sheep and be just told what to do. I think that it's time for us to start going into these rooms and asking the tough questions and understanding what's really going on instead of having our information shipped to us and packaged up.
Right on.
All right. All right. I appreciate you for tapping in, Mike. Winky. Winky, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, good afternoon, sir.
How you doing, brother Winky?
Listen, I'm blessed, man. Listen, we just had a town hall meeting last Saturday here with an open platform. And we'll have another town hall meeting, Town Hall Fish Fry, on the 26th of April. It's 18 to 34 and beyond. And we're going to open up the doors and open that platform back up. Listen, man, when you got people coming into this country, haven't been vetted, we don't know who ID they're actually using, and they come in this country, we got murderers, killers, and you take your citizens here and you make them lifetime felons.
Right.
Unable to own a gun, in some cases can't even own a crossbow. Listen, you can own a bow and arrow, but in some states a crossbow is illegal. And we're talking about giving rights. And if you remember me saying this, if these illegal immigrants ever get their hands on some guns,
right,
it's going to be a civil war. See, and the civil war is not going to be with the black man and the white man. I want y'all to understand that now. It's going to be with these particular people with this particular dialogue language that understand each other, okay? And they're going to rise up. And if they get guns, the little gangbanger in the hood, man, listen, I understand that we're not afraid and we'll use and squeeze that thing. But these people don't have really any God fearing. See, we fear life after death. Some of these guys that's coming in this country don't believe in life after death. You know, they believe that once you're dead, you're just dead. So they have no problem with being killed or killing. See, we always worried about is we going to be right when we leave. These people don't care about being right when they leave because they understand that when they think when they die, they just die. So when these immigrants get their hands on these weapons, they're going to wreak havoc on this community. The 26th, the town hall meeting, the town hall fish fry, man, going to be at the 100 gyms on the 26th. And we opening up the doors to the public. We want to hear who's the best player for this town. Will it be Donald Trump with his mounting legal issues? Or will it be Joe Biden with his failed policies that's really endangering us all? Can you imagine illegal immigrants getting guns and you got people, you just said it, been out of trouble for 30, 40 years, 50 years, can't have a gun in their house. Their wife got to have one in a safe with a fingerprint if it's a gun in the house. You can't even be around one in your own store. You can't even protect your own goods. We got illegal Arabs running around here with pistols on their hips, man, right now in the stores. And the Arabs got their hands in the gun trade. The Arabs and the opioids. We just looking at the Mexicans. Them people, man, is invested in this community. And I ain't just looking at the old Mexicans, because the Arabs is like sneaky snakes, boy. They coming. But I'm going to tell y'all something. You be at that doggone town hall meeting, because we want to know from you who the best player for this town going to be. See you, brother.
Hey, look, I'm telling you, it's something that we got to talk about. Judge rules illegal migrants can carry guns. Brr, brr. Hey, that, to me, I got to raise an eyebrow on that. But when we come back, we got Sandra, we got Al. We're going to see what they got to say. We got some talk to text. We got some people in the chat chiming in. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe. Truth Nation, get your tickets now to see NBA MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo join his brother, Thanasis, live on stage for a sit-down conversation talking about their journey from Greece to living their NBA dreams. They will also discuss trending topics and the life of an NBA superstar. This event is Friday at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel starting at 6 p.m. Visit TALiveShow.com to get your tickets. Again, that's TALiveShow.com to get your tickets now. Watch the Analysis Podcast live as Giannis will join his brother, Thanasis, for an interview. All ages are welcome, so bring your whole family. The Analysis Live is presented by Carbless. Can't wait to see you there this Friday night. Again, visit TALiveShow.com to get your tickets today. The award-winning 101.7 The Truth proudly celebrates Women's History Month. Tune in all March as we celebrate the remarkable achievements of women throughout history. Follow The Truth on Facebook, Instagram, as our very own Carrie Noni will interview history makers and share inspiring stories of the excellence of Black women. 101.7 The Truth celebration of Women's History Month is sponsored by the Milwaukee Police Department. Hey, look, I'd like to thank everybody for chiming into the show today. Another powerful show. We've been talking about this ruling now from an Illinois judge that rules illegal migrants can carry guns. And this stemmed from a situation where a Mexican man was charged with possession of a gun. I guess he shot into a vehicle or something, and then they took him to jail and things like that, and they took it to court. And now I guess they're saying that he's protected under the Second Amendment. Hey, I want to know. 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. If you a felon, if you have in possession of a gun, it's a wrap. And then they're gonna count the bullets. You know how they do on the movies where they catch the felon with the gun and then this how much time you get for this bullet. This how much time you get. They use that against the felons. And they living out here in the neighborhoods where the police coming with the guns. And they saying that you can't protect your family, even if you had so many years of just clean living. 833-212-1017. Sandra, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hi, Tori.
How you doing, Sandra?
I am fine. How are you doing?
Hey, look, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the Second Amendment.
Well, you know, I always call and speak about it. The thing is, we got two groups. We got the Republicans and the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
One side will say we want to do something about it. Another side says our Second Amendment to have them.
Mm.
In other words, thoughts and prayers. That's all I hear. So ain't nothing going to be done. Thoughts and prayers. So just keep saying we're going to keep praying and we're going to keep thinking.
Right.
Nothing's going to be done because it's obvious. You don't even hear that no more. Now it's mental.
Oh,
everybody's
wow.
mental now.
Right.
So that's what you know, you hear it. Yeah, everybody's mental.
I talk about it.
To tell you the truth, the reason you see a lot of mental instability is because, number one, your prison people. I got a son in prison.
Mm-hmm.
My son good and crazy because they put him on mental meds. They sent him up there to, not to Oshkosh, Winnebago. It's a mental hospital up there. They sent him up there and put him on mental meds. So they crazy as all get up. And I have a relative that worked down at the jailhouse, and they would tell me how bad and mental these people are. But it goes back to Reagan. Reagan cut the money to all this stuff. He started it. Now, I might have started before he did, but I remember good, and they started putting mental people out of, you know, the hospitals and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have cut the funding, and now they're trying to ease a little bit of it back. They just have so much gun shooting. So they're trying to ease it back. So now they're mental. Now thoughts and prayers are thrown away. And I do vote Democratic. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I mm-hmm. do. And now I have to start researching and reading a lot about what's really going on. Because you got these two parties, and they got to bargain with one another in
right.
order to get something.
Oh, it's
changed.
WWE.
Yeah, and this one saying, no, nah, no, we don't want that. And the other one said, yeah. So you got to have a bargain there. So the bargain ain't going to be for us, because usually who's kind of missing in all the good things that's really supposed to be good in life are the black people. So these, we are. I mean, I'm seeing, I live here. I've worked here. I grew up here. I went to school here. I worked, I retired from Allen Bradley. I said, they had a lot of, you know, Spanish people and other people working in there, and they do cheap labor. They do stuff they say we won't do.
Mm. Well, I'll say this. Well, I'll say this, Sandra. They're flooding our neighborhoods with the illegal migrants because we are the sanctuary city ideas. Okay, so they own in our neighborhoods, and then if they can get hold of guns, it just seems like a bomb in the making. And they got a lot of our brothers tied down because they committed a felony, and some as young as 17, 18, 19 had no mercy on them. Felony. First time up, felony. But here come the illegal migrants, and they protected by the Second Amendment in here. Wasn't even born on American soil. I'm just throwing it out there, because if you could look and see where this could be going and who could be mostly affected by some of these decisions, you'll understand what I'm saying. 0068 says, illegal migrants can own a gun, wow, but a felon who's done their time can't have one to protect themselves or their families. I think you're all missing the point. Which group has the most felonies attached to them? Black men. So who is really an affront to? Black men, this is a message to us, not Democrats or Republicans. But it was a liberal judge who did it. How's it, you know, first of all, they trying to ban automatic weapons and guns and trying to get gun rights together. But, oh, now this is going on. Al, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Well, first thing I want to say is everybody is not trying to get close to God nor repent. And it also said in the Bible that y'all choose to follow that has 30,000 changes, that if you are a Christian and you have a weapon to cause death, that is very non-Christian. So for you Christians, you shouldn't care for illegal. Have a gun. Mm. Now, if a person here in the United States is a felon and they have a gun and they got a felony and it was due to a non-domestic violence, then their charges should be dropped.
Mm.
But this all comes from people not compromising. And I don't have a problem with migrants in my neighborhood because I have yet to have to pick up a pamper, a half pint bottle, and a box of chicken bones.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. When it comes to these people who say they're close to God, some of y'all people who claim you Christian, y'all are the most evilest, devilest people that's here in the United States. Majority of child rape starts in the church. So again, if you are a Christian,
300,000 lawsuits against the Catholic Church. So
if you are a Christian, you don't supposed to own a gun anyway. So that would make you a hypocrite. So why are you worried about a migrant having a gun? But on the other hand, let's not take this opportunity to use fear, because it's only two things black people fear, migrants and the white man, but y'all don't fear each other because y'all don't mind shooting each other, but y'all won't argue that. And that's in the Bible, too. And this is the same God who let black people suffer at the beginning, during, and at the end of slavery. And he had the power to kick everybody out of heaven. And on top of that, he looked just like me and you. So I don't know if that's the God you want to follow.
Mm.
And one more thing, it said in the Bible, Jesus was always kicking it with prostitutes and tax collectors. So is that a person you want to follow? Birds of a feather flock together.
Hey, all right. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you right now, when we discuss these things, and that's why I get to all these different perspectives, so you can listen and see what people understand to be the truth as themselves. But at the end of the day, when you see what's going on and you see politically what's going on and when you see what's going on with our neighborhoods, I just be wondering, how some people feel like they got some type of steam or leverage when they call politically. I want to know where the leverage is. I'm interested. I'm interested, DJ Brother Z. I be asking. Hey, look, but when we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by Justice Wisconsin Advocate and Arthur Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, join the Truth Team Saturday, April 13th for our third annual Tory Lowe Cleanup. I want you to go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up and be a volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who joins gets a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com. That's truthcommunitycleanup.com. Let's work and clean and beautify our city together. The Truth Community Cleanup is sponsored by Cousin Subs. Hey, joining me on the lines is Justice Wisconsin Advocate and Arthur Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Hey, happy Thursday, King.
Happy Thursday. Hey, look, when I seen this, I was like, the felons can't have the guns. Because it's illegal for them to hold the guns. But the illegal migrants is protected by the Second Amendment and carrying guns.
Come on.
And they flooding them in our neighborhood. See, this is the thing. They putting them in these sanctuary cities, which largely is Democratic. We got the brothers and sisters in Chicago trying to tell everybody that they tried to shut them out the common council meeting. Because they was trying to speak out and get their views heard, and they had taken up resources that were that they couldn't even get to use for the children and the people in their communities. And then you got the people in New York trying to tell everybody what's going on, and they're flooding. So these are largely Black townships that are being flooded with these illegal migrants. But now they're saying it's okay for them to grab the pistol. But we are massively incarcerated.
And you're correct.
We massively incarcerated. Yes. And if you're a felon, even if you've been out for years, you can't get a gun to protect your family.
You sure can't. And again, when we talk about the cities that they hit, these are major cities when it comes to voting, especially for the Black bloc. You know what I'm saying?
The Black voting bloc.
This is war. You understand? And what the sad reality of the judge that passed that, of course, she was appointed by Barack Obama. Okay. Who found that it was legal for an illegal immigrant who broke the law to get here. He's protected by the law that he broke to get here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, when you think about this, like I said, you know, the foolery of home of the free and land of the brave. We lead in the most incarcerated in the world. Where's the freedom in that? You know what I'm saying? Where is the bravery when you have illegal immigrants that's able to break the law to come here when we had homeless individuals being locked up because they was homeless?
Right. And they're trying to stop homeless people from being
they were being
fed in some places.
Sorry, they was being evicted. They were being evicted off the street.
Right.
They were being homeless Americans was being evicted. Not only that, you kick out veterans out of a nursing home to allow these illegal immigrants to come here who broke the law. You're housing them. You're clothing them. Now you're telling me that they have a right to bear arms under the same law that you hold us near and dear to.
Mm.
You understand? And you're telling me that this illegal immigrant who shot into some cars during the civil unrest.
Right.
That he has more rights than a Black man do. They told us that they was coming. And it's here. It's alive and it's well. But what they not telling us, because they shouldn't have to tell us nothing. It's being shown.
It's right in front of your face. This is why I say, are we really paying attention to what's happening? Or are we just sitting back watching TV and scrolling on social media? I'm just trying to figure out why it's hard to make the connection on what's going on outside the window. That's why I say, open up the window.
This is a war. Hey, there is another, when we was talking about Tyson's Foods and how they fired all the Americans, and now here come a report that Tyson's Foods is about to group up with some type of bug something, you know what I'm saying? And this is why they're getting rid of the Americans, because they know the Americans not going to go with the status quo of being poisoned. And these people coming over here right now wouldn't give a damn what they was putting in the food. You know what I'm saying? As same as these illegal immigrants becoming police officers.
Which is something that they're trying to do in Illinois right now. And they said that if they were able to obtain a gun, they could be servicemen.
Sorry, but what they didn't tell you 8 years ago, if you go back, all you have to do is Google it. Where it's always been a loophole for legal and illegal immigrants to obtain a fire weapon. You know what I'm saying? By getting a hunting license. You know what I'm saying? And they able to get weapons that way. It was a student in Arizona some years ago. I think it was like 8 years ago or something, who bought two AR-15s. He was a college student and kept it on the college campus. But it was a loophole then by getting a hunting license again. You're not legal, but in the same totality, illegal immigrants been getting counted on the census. So this is a game.
Right.
It's really a game. You know what I'm saying? Any way that they can tax somebody, but American citizens, black, white, Asian, or other, needs to be worried. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you not, you should be.
And the thing,
because this is real.
And the thing is, first of all, all of these Democratic townships, Milwaukee is close to as it could come to actually being a sanctuary city, because when the conversation came up in Milwaukee, they was like, nope, we ain't going to do nothing to illegal immigrants. We're not going to ship them back. And then you got the townships who are sanctuary cities, like Chicago, like New York, mm-hmm. and things like that. And now they set this up. So now they're placing these people in these townships that are largely liberal, that are largely black communities, and now the brothers and sisters in these townships and these people that voted Democrat, that voted for all of these things, and now they're saying, hey, they raising an eyebrow, and they are being shut out of common council meetings to express themselves. And this is grandma, auntie, you know, lifetime liberals that they're doing this to.
Of course. But not only that, Tori, when we talk about, you know, they're talking about how racist it was for us to have an ID. In Chicago, they was telling the citizens when they was trying to lock them out that they would need an ID to even being able to get in these meetings while illegal immigrants
trying to lock them out the meeting
through the door.
What'd he say? But no more money for you.
Right, but illegal immigrants who have no identification, because they was leaving their stuff at the border, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Coming over here with no identification, you're going to tell the citizens who pay your taxes that they got to show an ID. But these are the same Democrats who said it was racist
and
that you needed an ID to vote.
And however, they flying them in a plane. They flying the migrants in with a plane. The government flying them in.
Paid. Hey, luxury. But again, like I said, Democrat, Republican, tomato, tomato.
Right.
Because the same Republicans who was pushing for these gun laws, now these illegals got a right thanks to what it is, the legislation that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And this so-called Constitution, who the Constitution is going to uphold illegal immigrants, because everybody that's here, that's standing on the neck of black folks, was an illegal immigrant first, okay?
And also,
these are immigrants who stole our land, who are portraying themselves like they're better than somebody else. But America, these laws is built for immigrants.
Hey, hold on, listen. All I'm saying is the Republicans doing something too. Governor Ron DeSantis signed a legislation prohibiting local municipalities from allowing people to camp or sleep on public property. The homeless people.
Come on.
Passing laws against the homeless, vowing that they would, ensure homeless individuals have the resources they need to get back on their feet. But they're saying that the homeless people can't even camp out or sleep on public property no more down in Florida.
Story in New York, they got the illegal immigrants selling food, clothes on the sidewalk.
Well, we need a permit.
When you got a food truck, they telling you where you can and can't be, and you got to pay to have that. Okay, the health department got to come in and do all of these things, and now these illegal immigrants is having their way. It's a free-for-all for them.
Mm.
We're the one being held to a higher standard, and they broke the law to get here, and you and I upheld these so-called laws that they get to come in and break and get rewarded $9,000 a month. They're buying houses. They're buying cars while we're losing houses.
Buying guns.
Losing cars. Sorry.
Wow.
Hey.
Hey.
Wake up.
Hey, look, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
So let it rip.
Tune into the award-winning 101.7 The Truth this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the debut of Community Heartbeat, presented by Outreach Community Health Centers. Sharon Hughes will speak with practitioners and health experts about living a healthier lifestyle, how to focus on preventative health, the importance of health screenings, and much more. This is not just a show. This is a movement dedicated to bringing our community together through wellness. Do not miss Community Heartbeat, presented by Outreach Community Health Centers, this Saturday at 10 a.m. on 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. Elizabeth Brown, hey, let me get your final thoughts on the show today.
Again, very impactful. Every day is something different. My quick take on the Charles, your lunch is ready, your dinner's ready.
Charles! Hey! Oh, you want to answer the question or what?
Please.
The question was: can a trans woman who's dating a man tell a woman, give advice to a woman on how to keep a man?
Hell no! He can't even give advice to himself on how to be a man, because his whole life he's been trying to be me.
Mm.
In reality, when we talking about Miss Netta, he's so worried about Charles cheating with a woman because Charles always in women's business. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
So again, how
got
can
the BBL.
A man who ain't never really accepted himself as a man tell me what I need to do to keep a man that he worried about cheating with a woman?
Mm.
I mean, make it make sense. Again, any man, okay, transgender or other, can't tell no woman nothing about being a woman and what she needs to do to keep a man. Because 9 times out of 10, like I said, because Charles loves women, okay? He always in the woman's comments and telling women what they need to do. And look here, fam. Mental illness is real. But black women, just women in totality, quit playing. How he going to give you some tips and you the original?
Mm.
It makes no sense. Mental illness is real. Y'all need to sit down and figure out who you is. Find the confidence within yourself. Because in reality, this is a man who's been trying to be you. He can't compete where he don't compare. But if you weak, he's in competition with you the whole time. If your man left you for him, he was gay the whole time. That ain't got nothing. nothing to do with a woman.
Mm.
Like, he just likes the tools that you unable to give him. Saying like,
hey.
In reality, no. France, men, stay in y'all lane.
Hey.
Black women, just went heterosexual women, period. Get y'all life. It's time for y'all to get some confidence, because this is out of hand. It's out of hand.
Hey, look, I'm wondering when my lunch going to be ready.
Hey, look here. Sorry, you going to starve, fam, cause unless you want to play the game.
Hey, look.
Hey, talk. Hey, Miss Netta says she'll give you some lunch.
Nah, that's,
you know,
nah, hey, I don't want nothing on that plate. But I appreciate you for being on the front lines as usual, and we got a lot of work to do, Queen.
Hey, we working, King. One love.
All right, talk to you soon. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Tori, look for 1-4. Let's get it.
All right, Truth Nation. Look, I appreciate y'all for tapping in. There's an event tonight, a Youth Stop the Violence event at the Boys and Girls Club at Sherman Park at 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Stop through. And look, y'all be safe. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Dr. Ken Harris up next. Never slow my plans up.